Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of A Room with a View by E.M. Forster, narrated by John Franklin Robbins. This work was first published in 1908. This recording is copyrighted 1992 by Recorded Books. E.M. Forster often writes of the interaction of two types of characters. He brings into conflict those who live by convention and those who live by instinct, those for whom propriety is the most important thing in life, and those for whom emotion and personal relationships mean the most. He describes the world of convention with a keen satiric eye, with gentle irony and touches of wisdom and humour. His writing, which places him among the foremost novelists of the 20th century, is remarkable for its attention to moral, ethical, and human values, and for its evocations not only of England, but for the scenes of his travels, Italy, Egypt, and India. E.M. Forster died in 1970 at over 90 years of age. And now, A Room with a View.
Part 1. Chapter 1. The Bertolini.
"The signora had no business to do it," said Miss Bartlett. "No business at all. She promised us south rooms with a view close together, instead of which here are north rooms, looking into a courtyard and a long way apart. Oh, Lucy!"
"And a cockney besides," said Lucy, who had been further saddened by the signora's unexpected accent.
"It might be London."
She looked at the two rows of English people who were sitting at the table, at the row of white bottles of water and red bottles of wine that ran between the English people, at the portraits of the late Queen and the late Poet Laureate that hung behind the English people, heavily framed, at the notice of the English Church, Reverend Cuthbert Eager, M.A., Oxon, that was the only other decoration of the wall.
"Charlotte, don't you feel, too, that we might be in London? I can hardly believe that all kinds of other things are just outside. I suppose it's one's being so tired."
"This meat has surely been used for soup," said Miss Bartlett, laying down her fork.
"I want so to see the Arno. The rooms the signora promised us in her letter would have looked over the Arno. The signora had no business to do it at all. Oh, it is a shame. Any nook does for me."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?